You're listening to Boston Strongcast, a place where we talk all things powerlifting, strength, and the occasional scientific nerd session. I'm your host, Kevin Kahn, the owner of Precision Powerlifting Systems, strength coach and competitive powerlifter in the USAPL. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get stronger together.
Hey everyone, you're listening to another episode of Boston Strongcast. I am your producer, Alyssa Orlando, and I am doing a little bit of fill-in for your host, Kevin Kahn, this week. We had a little bit of technical difficulties on our latest recording that was supposed to go live this morning. So unfortunately, the episode that you were going to listen to is not available this week. It was supposed to be a great talk with Kevin and two of our teammates about the ebbs and flows of training. So hopefully we are going to re-record that next week. So hopefully next week that should be live for you. But I'm going to be bringing a little bit of different content today. For many of you who don't know, I work in higher education and I did my master's degree in higher ed a few years ago. And so in my graduate work, I really focused on organizational decision making and team building. That was kind of the focus of my program. And one of the things that I'm really interested in the strength sports world is how your individual strengths play into training with a team. And when I say individual strengths, I mean individual personality strengths. So I know that can kind of get a little bit confusing, especially we're talking about the strength sports, but we're really focusing on an individual's character traits. I've spoken with Kevin a little bit about this, and I think it is very interesting to kind of take a step back and see what are your strengths and how do those play into training with a team. I think it has a lot to do with sports psychology, but a lot of coaches don't necessarily focus on specifically individual's strengths. Rather, they focus on how can we build up everyone's weaknesses and make the whole team stronger. As someone who studied Gallup StrengthsFinder pretty closely, I am of the more of the belief that you should really focus on an individual's strengths and how those play into the overall aspect of the team, and then taking all of those strengths together and building a really strong team out of everybody's top strengths. So Gallup StrengthFinder is the main test in this area. It is paid, so unfortunately, it's not a very good model for which to base a whole podcast on. I don't want to give you guys information that you aren't able to access for free on the internet. There is a similar test, and it is called the High Five Test. That's the highnumberfivetest.com. So if you want to go after the podcast, or if you're, you know, sitting at your desk right now, maybe go to the website, kind of check it out. Basically, what these tests entail is they're strength tests, helping people discovering their unique talents and supposedly living a life full of happiness and fulfillment. That's what the website says anyway. The quote on the High Five website is, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid." So kind of playing in again to that belief that if you take everybody's weaknesses and you really harp on them, they might get discouraged, they might quit, they might not come back. But if you focus on people's strengths and you say, how can we as a team utilize everyone's strengths to create the strongest team that we possibly can, you are probably going to create a stronger team. So it's interesting to see how these play into, you know, we've talked a lot about on the Strongcast, the rise of the powerlifting team, right? So our team, Precision Powerlifting Systems, the two coaches on Coach's Corner, Gleason Performance Training and Cooper Training Institute, a number of other online teams, they are rising in powerlifting. So I think it is interesting to think about, you know, how those team aspects are playing in, especially teams that train together like ours and Gleason's do. How are those team atmospheres, how are those players individually working with each other, and how are those strengths helping each other succeed, and how are they helping each other to grow? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over my top five strengths just as an outline for all of you. I'd love it to hear your feedback about, you know, taking the test and seeing what your top five strengths are. If you've taken StrengthsFinder as well, because it is paid, but I know that a number of people who work in corporate America or education have probably taken the test as well. So for reference, my top five Gallup StrengthsFinder strengths are strategic, achiever, command, individualization, and significance. My top five strengths via High Five, so I'm going to list them off. all five, and then I'll get into what they mean specifically. So my top five strengths via high five are focus expert, commander, timekeeper, deliverer, and coach, which I think are very interesting when it comes to specifically powerlifting. So focus expert, the high five description of that is your objective is to focus on the most important thing. To keep the focus, you need something to focus on. Therefore, goals are your biggest friends. They also help you filter out what is important and what is not. So I think that's very interesting in the sense of powerlifting, because obviously most of us who compete in powerlifting have specific goals. We have specific targets that we want to hit, whether that's hitting new PRs in our lifts, whether that's hitting a PR total, a PR Wilks, whether that's, you know, maybe moving up or down a weight class, qualifying for nationals, placing at nationals. All of these goals really regulate you as an athlete. And so I think it would be interesting to see how many of us athletes, specifically powerlifters, have focus expert in our top five, because I do think it is a valuable strength to have as an athlete, though obviously not everybody is necessarily goal-oriented. I do think the more elite athletes like, you know, Marissa Inda, Kim Walford, all of these top elite athletes probably have focus expert in their top five because they are solely focused on, you know, winning worlds, winning nationals, taking those top placements at each individual competition. That is their goal, and they are expertly focused on that. My second is commander. So my objective is to take charge and direct people. In any situation, you enjoy bringing yourself forward to leave the team. Moreover, you don't come empty-handed. By that time, your opinion and views are formed, and you can't wait to align others with you. I think this is a strength that I always have to keep in mind when I'm in a team atmosphere, because as someone who doesn't necessarily want to be in control of the situation, I do find that sometimes I tend to take control anyway. That's just my personality. So utilizing this, it does say, if you master listening to others, this strength will help you to be a good leader without fear of confrontation. So I think this has been something that I've been working on. But in terms of a team atmosphere, I do believe that there are, you know, people who need to be in command of situations solely because not everybody can be following each other, right? Otherwise, we'd all just be following each other in circles. Coaches should probably have commander in their strength just because it does make sense for that to be a part of your vocabulary. You need to be able to take control of a situation when necessary, but not always. I mean, some of the best coaches I find have the best relationship skills and not necessarily the best like commanding of situation skills, just based on people that I've worked with in the past. So I do think that this strength isn't necessarily always good in a team atmosphere. And I have recognized that in myself for sure. Over the last, you know, like 2 years training in gyms and training with people pretty regularly, you know, you don't always want to be the person who is saying, well, you need to work on this, you need to work on that, and kind of scooping the situation into your own self, rather. My third is timekeeper, which I think is very funny. You love to plan. There must be order and predictability in the world around you, especially our nighttime RX training sessions. I do find that this is something that I just like, I'm like a coordinator. I set timelines based on, you know, okay, X, Y, and Z people are squatting tonight. X, Y, and Z people are benching tonight. Who's going to move from which bench to which squat rack? Just because we do have a little bit of a tight space. So I think this would be interesting to see if there were other teams who structured things like this, especially teams that have, you know, limited equipment or people who don't always train together. You know, who's keeping that time for you? And who is bringing that order and discipline to your team session so that you don't get off track and get off balance. My fourth is deliverer, which basically means that, you depend on being responsible for your commitments. I think that this is very helpful for me in the sense that I take 100% responsibility for my training, even though I have a coach and, you know, my coach does write my training sessions and we do look at them together. In the end, it is me performing the lifts. And I think that that is helpful for me in the sense that when something goes wrong, I don't often, you know, blame it on other people. I usually tend to look inward and say, well, okay, you know, I didn't do X, Y, and Z on the deadlift, or I didn't squeeze tight enough when I was loading the bar onto my back for squats, or I twisted the bar again when I brought it down to my chest to bench press. I pretty much always take responsibility and I rationalize each situation. I do think sometimes I over-rationalize and blame more things on myself than I should, rather than, you know, sometimes it is just a bad training day. So I think people with more self-reflective strengths are probably a little bit better at this. The athletes who are able to, you know, look inward and then kind of take that and leave it on the table, I do think that those athletes are probably a little bit better at handling more volume, handling more heavier training sessions, just because they don't necessarily take responsibility for everything, which I think is a good thing in training sometimes. You know, sometimes you need to just chalk it up to it just being one of those days, not necessarily it always being your left knee that caved, meaning that you are like doing bad at squats. So I wonder if that impacts my training more than I'd like it to, but I also know that it also allows me to get through training and recognize that things need to be done. And then my last strength is coach, which I don't necessarily know if I agree with, but I do think it has something to do with, you know, my ties to team building as an actual job function. The tagline here is, your objective is to develop people's potential. Contrary to what others might think, you believe that every person has the potential for development. None of the people have achieved the ultimate level of excellence, and there is always space to grow. I think that's the line that really resonates with me, is me as an athlete knowing that there is always going to be room for improvement. Just when you think you've mastered a lift, there's something that is thrown in that you can create to make better. I love to help people facilitate the learning process. I love to help people grow. I think that's why I love the podcast so much, because it allows others to hear from top strength coaches and my coach to be able to learn more about the sport of powerlifting. I think it's really important as athletes that we're always continuing to learn, that we know what our training is written out as, and that we know what it means. I think that's super important to be able to get better as an athlete. So I allow people to, help create environments that facilitate learning, which I think is what this podcast is all about, right? So those are my top five strengths to be a high five. I would be really interested to hear from other people, either via Instagram or via direct message on Instagram, what your top five strengths are and what you think the top five strengths for athletes are. I personally think, out of the ones that are in my top five, I think probably the two that really help me the most in my personal training are focus expert and deliverer, for sure. I think that me knowing that I have to get things done and me keeping focus on those goals is something that allows me to get better at powerlifting, and something that allows me to, you know, really getting, it allows me to become a better athlete, I think. It just allows me to continue to grow and know that there's always room for improvement. I'm always going to continue to reach towards new goals, and I'm always going to continue to strive towards those. I would love to hear what you all have to say. It's high five, the number five, test.com. When you go to the website, you will be able to see, you'll be able to take the test, you'll see the methodology, you'll receive your top five strengths just like I did, and then you will receive the little write-ups for each strength. So the personal test is free, so you're able to go on the website and just take it whenever. I think focusing on actionable strengths is really important. I think that, test results answer the question of what your character traits enable you to do well in practice. And in the end, we're all trying to get better at what we practice, which is powerlifting. And so I think the analyzing your inner character traits is really important in order to see, you know, what who you are as an athlete and how you can utilize that to get better. This is just a little mini-sode to kind of bridge the gap into next week. So I hope that you enjoyed my little ramble. And make sure you're following our team on Instagram at Precision Powerlifting Systems with underscores in between each word. You can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram name is Alyssa Lifts Things. And make sure to follow Kevin on Instagram as well at KWCan. Go hit us up on our podcast Instagram as well, which is Boston Strongcast. And feel free to leave us a comment, send us a DM, leave us a review on iTunes. We love hearing from everyone about what they enjoy about the podcast and how it's helped them in training. I know we've heard from a couple people in the last few weeks, and it's really helped us hone in on what we want the podcast to be in the future. We're gearing up towards almost a year, which is incredible. So we really want to make this project better for you all who listen. So thank you in advance. And stay strong, Boston.